Not a lot new on injuries. Really, Denarius Moore, we held him out with a hamstring, more of a precautionary measure than anything else. And then Richard Gordon's got a little hip flexor. Everything else is pretty much just as it's been.
With Moore, is this something new, or is it kind of...
It's kind of the same thing we've been dealing with, but I really don't expect it to be anything kind of more precautionary than it is anything else.
A lot of progress with the Bartel or Curry?
Yeah, they're all making progress, and you know, we keep monitoring them day by day, and hopefully they'll be out here soon.
A lot of thudding up today. It's not about taking guys to the ground. Is that kind of the tempo you want to ease into the pads?
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know if it's easing into the pads. I mean, we're not going to do a whole lot of live, you know, taking guys to the ground. But we are gonna front up the ball carrier when we get an opportunity and practice getting down in good football position and creating contact. But you know, we're gonna try to avoid, you know, going to the ground.
What were you hoping to see in pass today?
See if we would get after it and be a physical team, and I thought we were that today.
Looked like things were pretty clean early on, then penalties begin. Surfs at the end. Is that just part of the process?
It's part of the process. That's what happens when guys begin to get tired. You know, they lose their focus a little bit, and that's the thing that we got to continue to push through. But overall, I've been pleased with the penalty situation overall. But we still got to keep working on it.
When you're not taken to the ground, sometimes they can be a little deceiving in terms of the running plays, whether they're actually gaining yards, at least to our eyes. But what did you see out there? There were some plays earlier. It looked like Goodson was getting some good yards, and the backs were they getting yards?
No, I thought early in the period, you know, offensively, we had a couple of nice runs on some misdirection plays, and so some of those were just as you saw them. I mean, they were explosive plays in the running game. But I thought with the exception of about two or three plays defensively, we were able to stop the run pretty good.
How much teaching can actually go on out there, Dennis, when you guys put the pads on for the first time?
A lot. Yeah. That's our job, you know. The only reason why we're out here is to help these guys get better. And so we're constantly trying to teach. This is one avenue for helping guys to get better, and then we get in the film room, we get a chance to watch it on tape, and then we get a chance this afternoon to come back out and walk through all these things. So there's a lot of different methods that we were able to use to try to get these guys better.
As a unit, what did the linebackers look like to you?
I thought overall, I thought it was pretty good. You know, like I said, early in the practice, there was a couple where we misfit up a couple of runs and let a couple of runs get out of there. But I thought we did some nice things. You know, Rolando McClain did some nice things in pass coverage. And so I think I'm pleased with the progress. Are we where we need to be? Absolutely not. We still got a long way to go. But, you know, we're focused in on the process and getting better one day at a time.
Van Dyke showed up a couple times again, breaking up passes, and that's like 3 days in a row. And coaches say in the past that they grade guys every day and that they look for, you know, high performances every day, and they don't want to see dips in it. What is it for a young guy to have? First of all, is the rest of his game matching up to the few plays that we're seeing out here? Is he being consistent besides those breakups?
Yeah, he's been consistent. You know, he still makes some young player mistakes that we've got to get coached out of him. You know, he continues to make, you know, a little bit of progress every day. And I'll tell you like I would tell him. I mean, he's not where he needs to be yet. But he's got to continue to work and continue to keep getting better and learn the little nuances of the game.
What have you seen from DHB so far? And just even going back to the off season, and what do you expect out of him?
Well, I tell you, I think he's improved as a receiver, as a total receiver. You know, his route running's better. He's catching the ball cleaner, you know, his blocking has been good. So we're going to ask our receivers to do a lot of things, and you know, he's really our most veteran receiver. So we're expecting him to stand up and be a leader for us.
What's been your impression of Jack Crawford? Seemed like today he jumped out a couple plays.
I've been pleased with Jack. You know, Jack is you know, obviously he's a young player, so he's still learning the game, but he's a big guy that's got athleticism, and he wants to be good. And I think if you got athleticism and some football instincts and you're willing to work to get there, then you know, at some point he'll be a player for us.
Coach, it's your first training camp as a head coach, and it's a relatively new coaching staff. How are things coming together for you administratively, meetings, that kind of thing?
Good. I mean, I think we've had a good organization, and things have run pretty smoothly. Every day is a new challenge, so you just wake up every day and see what's in store for you, and then you go try to attack it.
When you say Crawford wants to be good, is that rare in players and the most people think that?
Well, when I say that, what I'm saying is that he's willing to do the things that are necessary to be good. And, you know, I think in my experiences, you know, some guys, you know, are willing to go that extra to really be good. And some guys are looking for some shortcuts to take to, they want to be good, but they're not willing to pay the price to be good. And he's one of those that's willing to pay the price to be good.
How easy is it for you to recognize the guys that aren't willing to do that?
It doesn't take long. It sticks out like a sore thumb those are usually the guys that don't last very long, and if they do make it for a little while, you're always looking to replace them.
Obviously, you guys liked Crawford enough to draft him, but has there been anything early on that you've seen from him that's surprised you, knowing he had in him?
No, I don't think so. I mean, you know, he's still relatively new to the game. You know, so I guess if it was one thing, I'd say that his knowledge of the game and his instincts and the way that he's been able to pick up things, I've been impressed with.
With Rolando, are there things that you found trying to do with him that he hasn't done these last couple years? Are you looking for new ways to exploit his athletic skills at least?
Yeah, well, I mean, not just specifically with Rolando. I mean, it's with all of our players. I mean, we're looking for the things that our guys do well, and those things we're gonna try to put them in those positions as many times as we can, and try to limit the times we ask them to do something differently.
I guess, how much more do you need out of him this year for that defense to really take that next step? How much more do you need out of Rolando?
Well, I think we need a lot out of him. As with all of our players, you know, he's one of those guys that we're counting on to be one of our leaders on our team. He's one of our guys that we're counting to be one of our playmakers on our team, and so he's got to step up. Our job as coaches is to find ways to reach him, and his job as a player is to find ways to get better every day and try to do the things that we're asking him to do. And I think so far he's done a great job of that.
You see guys like Crawford and that are making plays in the third team, the second team. Do you start saying, well, let's put you in with the first team and see if we can see some progression there?
Well, I'll say this. The evaluation process takes time. And so we're not going to jump out after one or two practices, one practice in pads, and you know, flip the whole depth chart around. But we notice when guys make plays, and we keep track of that. And when a guy makes enough plays, eventually he gets a chance to move up the depth chart and see if he can do it against, you know, a different level of competition. And so we'll continue to evaluate it. And when we feel like there's a need to move somebody up or down, we'll make those changes.
See, Barksdale and Bergstrom have been flopping on the sides. Did you plan to get both those guys ready for either side?
Yeah, I think we got to move them all around. You know, I think at some point, you know, you have to have position flexibility, whether it's right guard, left guard, right tackle, left tackle. You know, guys that can do a little bit more become more valuable when you start talking about game day activations.
What have you seen from Asante Spencer so far? And with the guys been around longer than he has, so he's just looking for a consistency?
I'm looking for him to make plays just like everybody else. I think with all of our players, we're looking for consistency because the worst thing you can have is a guy that's going to be up and down the National Football League. You want guys you can count on a day-in, day-out basis. And as long as we know what we're getting, then we're going to be able to put them in positions to utilize their talents to the best of their ability. The guys that are up and down. You don't know what you're going to get from one day to the next. Those are the hardest guys to put in position to make plays. So Shante's done a nice job for us, we're planning on him continuing to improve.
What does the day off entail under the CBA? Can you still meet with these guys tomorrow and stuff, or are they pretty much get the day off?
No, they get the day off, and we can have them back in for curfew tomorrow night. So
so they get to talk, be smart with your day off, all that?
Absolutely. They get to talk every night.